Is, do you have the idea you'd have to have your arms around it, or could it be just anything, you know?
No, you can tote it on your shoulder. Mm-hmm. If it's not part of you, the term's popular when it's not part of you, like tote it. Mm-hmm. If you got a coat on, let's say, you're wearing the coat, or, mm-hmm. but if you've just got a sack of feed, or carrying a sack of feed, then you're toting mm-hmm. it.
Do you use that term yourself?
No.
Who uses it?
Blacks mm-hmm. in this area. It's a real popular term with them. Mm-hmm. Tote it.
And you tell a child, that stove is very hot, so...
Stay away. Don't touch.
Okay. And if you needed a hammer, you tell someone, go...
Get me a hammer.
And a game children play where one child will be it and the others will hide. They call that.
Hide and go seek.
And the tree you can touch and be safe.
Is a base.
And in football you run toward the...
Goal.
And say if we're planning to meet somewhere, I'd say, well, if I get there first, I'll wait.
For you.
And if we're about to punish a child, he might ask you not to punish him. Just give me one more...
chance.
And... someone always catches on to a joke, you'd say he's got a good sense of...
humor. Huh? Humor.
And you'd say, well, we've got termites now, but I'm sure the exterminating company will
get rid of them.
And say a child left her pencil on the desk and came back and didn't find it there. You'd say, I bet somebody...
stole it.
And you'd say, I have just wrote him a letter.
Written.
And yesterday he...
wrote.
And tomorrow I'll...
write.
And if you say, I wrote him and it was time I was getting a...
answer.
And you put the letter in the envelope, then you take out your pen and you...
address.
Any other way of saying that? Did you ever hear back the letter?
No, never.
And you'd say, well, I was going to write him, but I didn't know his...
address.
And say a child learned something new, like maybe learned a whistle. You'd ask him, who...
talked.
Okay. And a child is always running and telling on the other children.
Tattletale.
Would you use that word about a grown-up?
Yeah.
What would it mean?
Tattletale means a person that has told something to someone that should have been in confidence. In other words, whether it be a bad story about them or something that you've told them that don't go tell so-and-so. And,
like a
gossip
thing? A gossip. Does that ring every time the door opens?
Every time it opens. You can't tell whether they're going in or out.
What is going on in there? Is it awake or what?
Yeah, it's a body in there. There's just people in and out.
Do people ever have wakes like they used to a long time ago? Like sit up?
No, they really don't refer to it as a wake anymore. A wake back in the olden days was where they stayed all night. Stayed awake, in other words. And primarily what got that started was back in the olden days before the embalming was a practice. Well, someone had to stay with the body because, this is going to sound kind of cruel, I guess, but you take your, and you most of your bodies went back to homes then, see? Mm-hmm. And your cats and rats and things would actually destroy a body. Mm-hmm. So this is what started the wakes. People had to sit up with bodies because they weren't embalmed. You had an odor problem there. And of course, odor would draw rats out of a house or something. And this is what started the wakes back in the old days. Now, people don't sit up. Although some people do sit up. You'll catch maybe one out of every 20 families will sit up. Mm-hmm. And about the only reason for doing it now, most of the time, is some member of the family will say, I just don't want to leave he or she here by herself. Mm-hmm. So somebody will say, well, I'll tell you, if you'll go home, I'll stay. And they'll say, okay. So this is primarily what it's all about now. Mm-hmm.
What would they refer to it as now? Or would they have a name for it?
The most popular name, I guess, now is I'll just be sitting up with the body all night. Mm-hmm.